Sorry about the technical difficulties, Ben. So we were just talking about the Baltimore Orioles. You said that John Means is a good pitcher. So I'm going to tell you again my wild card picks again. So for the American League, I got the Blue Jays hosting the Twins, and then the San Diego Padres hosting the New York Mets. What about you?
I'm going to say Padres, Braves, and then
A's. Yeah, and then Braves. You were saying that John Means on the Orioles is a good player. You said you've saw him pitch before.
Yeah, on TV. He's pitched well against them on TV.
All right, so now that being said, now let's talk about who's going to be the National and American League Rookies of the Year. So I got Joey Bart and Casey Mize for NL and AL Rookie of the Year.
I have the same one.
And then let's talk about managers of the year. I have Dave Roberts in the National League. And then in the American League, I got Charlie Montoyo for the NL and AL Manager of the Year.
I have Kevin Cash and Luis Rojas from the Mets.
And let's talk about Cy Young Awards. So the favorites to win both the American and National League Cy Young Awards is Jacob deGrom and Garrett Cole. So my pick to be the American League Cy Young Award, I picked Tyler Glasnow last year, but I think I'm going to have to, I picked Tyler Glasnow last year, but I'm going to go with him again, and I'm going to pick Walker Buehler to win the National League Cy Young Award.
I'm going to go Shane Bieber again and Jacob deGrom.
Oh, but don't rule out Garrett Cole, though.
Oh, no. I think Cole's going to have a good year.
And then let's talk about who's going to win the National and American League MVP. So the favorites heading into this season is Mike Trout and Mookie Betts. And my pick to win the MVP for the National and American League is Corey Seager and Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Okay. I'm going to go with DJ LeMahieu and Ronald Acuna Jr.
Oh, so we're pretty much different because I told you who the favorites are heading into each award, you know? So now that being said, do you think that out of the articles I've read, there's a lot of reporters saying that there is going to be a work stoppage and after this season, but I don't expect a work stoppage to happen after the 2021 season because you know that the sport of baseball has a lot of time to make up for after the shortened 60-game season. They cannot afford to have a lockout.
Yeah, I don't think they will. I haven't really heard much about that, honestly. So, I mean, I feel like I would hear more about that than I have. So, I think that they'll be okay.
No, the reason why I had to bring that up is because reporters were saying that there would be a work stoppage because the players rejected the 154-game proposal, which resulted in expanded playoffs and universal DH. And to me, I thought that proposal was ridiculous. And I'm like, it was a good thing that the players had to reject this proposal because I feel like that the players should just get what they want, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So what do you think of that proposal? Did you think that even if the players did accept or rejected that 154-game proposal, did you think that there would be a work stoppage? I didn't think that there would be a work stoppage anyway if they accepted 154 games or not.
No, I think that the MLB players in the union will have a lot of power.
So you don't see that there will be a strike again?
No, I don't.
Was that?
I don't know.
I don't either. I mean, I don't expect a work stoppage, but I said that if there was, then I think it's going to be quite a mess for baseball. I'm a baseball lifer, but I just think that I just don't expect a work stoppage to happen.
I agree.
Was that?
I agree for sure, man.
Just because, you know, we got to be assured that we're going to be playing a full 162-game season in 2021 and then a full 162-game season in 2022.
Exactly.
That's why I say it's because Nolan Arenado was saying in his introductory press conference that with all the stuff that's going on in the world with COVID, social injustice, That's why Major League Baseball has a lot of time to make up for after a shortened and lost 2020 season.
Yeah, they'll have to regain a lot of stuff that they didn't do last year, but I think it'll be a good year.
But you don't expect a work stoppage?
No.
Was that?
No, I don't.
I don't either, because it's a good thing we have to bring it up now, because the CBA current CBA expires at the end of in December of 2021. So we both predict that there won't be a work stoppage.
No.
Was that?
No, there won't.
Did you agree with all the points I said? Like, there's a lot of lost time to make up for.
Yeah, I think that they'll figure out something.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, Commissioner Manfred's just not a good commissioner. Do you think that he should get fired as MLB commissioner? Do you think he will?
What's that?
Do you think that Rob Manfred will get fired as MLB commissioner?
Who knows? We'll have to see.
I think so. Just because I think Commissioner Manfred, I don't like I don't like expanded playoffs. I would take universal DH, but just not expanded playoffs, please.
Yeah, I think that the expanded playoffs don't have to be a long-term type of thing.
Would you accept the universal DH if there was one?
Yeah, I would. I think that's pretty interesting.
You mean a DH in the National League? I mean, I like it because it protects pitchers, but I kind of don't like it because I like to keep the game the way it is keep the American League with DH, and then you have – and I like it when the pitcher hits in baseball in the National League. What do you think of that?
Sorry, what did you say?
I was saying that I like it when the pitcher hits.
Yeah, I do too. I just don't like when they're on the base pass because it could ruin, ruin them potentially when they kind of go back on the mound. But I don't.
Yeah. So that being said, Ben, have a good night, and we'll let you know when we'll do another show.
Good talk about baseball. Can't wait for the season, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, go Dodgers.
Go Red Sox.